It is Monday, so that means it is Moolah Monday. Today we are again speaking to Peter Kukumur. He is the head of personal investment at Coronation Fund Managers. Today we're looking at long-term investing and why it is key. And it can be as easy as putting away money by investing in a long-term fund. Taking one top 20 fund as an example, it means that 100,000 Rand invested 20 years ago would have grown to more than 2 million by the end of September 2020. This is, of course, after fees. But not all funds are created or managed equal. But this is one of the better ways to make your money grow. Peter Kukumur, he joins me now. Peter, with many, with even high-end earners, you know, and people with the means at the moment, also somewhat concerned about the financial implications of COVID-19, the lockdown, and a steady decline in the economy. Just how is investing, particularly in long-term, you know, part of the strategy at the moment?
Hi, Lester. Yes, it's a very good question that you ask. I mean, I think what happens, especially in an extraordinary tough year such as 2020 is, it's incredibly easy to sort of forget about the long term or to not have any capacity left to think about it because we're so focused on survival in the moment. But really, I mean, I think the core principle here is what, if you want to be a successful investor, you need to make compound growth work for you. Mm. And if you unnecessarily interrupt your investment program, you interrupt that process of compounding. And over time, that leads to much weaker outcomes, I mean, much less capital available at the end of the investment program. So despite the fact that things are tough, if it's at all possible, you want to try and continue to keep your investments going and to keep your exposure to growth assets, to shares basically going.
The current stimulus packages that have been introduced by government and the South African Reserve Bank have benefited people who are indebted. The interest rates are at its lowest that it's been, you know, in two decades. How is this then affecting people who have an extra bit of cash, who are investing, who are actually looking at interest rates to see their money grow? That is definitely affecting them.
So I mean, what has historically been the case in South Africa over the last 15 years or so is that you could earn a reasonably decent after inflation return by remaining invested in cash, but one of the consequences of the crisis period that we're in at the moment is that the interest rate paid by cash has declined dramatically to less than 4% per year now. So if you want to earn a reasonable rate of interest ahead of inflation, there really isn't any alternative than to be invested in growth assets and shares, both locally and abroad.
I'm seeing the bond aggregating companies advertising. It's popping up on my social medias via Google ads and things like that. Targeted advertising on, I mean, I open up a YouTube page saying it's never been the best time to buy a house at the moment with interest rates being so low. Is property a wise decision to invest in long term at the moment during this time of negative or very slow economic growth, looking to pick up again once we are through this COVID pandemic? But is it actually a worthwhile long term investment to be looking at property?
So, look, not all property is created equal. So, I think, I mean, the domestic or the residential property market in South Africa has been fairly resilient. I mean, that's been supported by lockdowns and many more people working from home, and obviously the lower interest rates, and that creates a bit of an underpin for residential property. But your more commercial property sector is very challenged. I mean, just before we started talking, you were talking about restaurants and the extraordinary lengths that restaurants have to go to survive in a social distancing era. And that issue extends to all kinds of retail properties and, you know, shopping malls and offices and so on, where demand is not the same as it used to be. So that's probably a more challenged part of the property market. So I'd be quite cautious about the more commercial side of property. But I mean, I think the residential property market has proven to be quite resilient so far.
Peter, plenty of insurance companies and also financial managers saying that they're actually seeing an uptick in people seeking financial advice during this course of lockdown. Many people making sure that their policies are in order. Many people ensuring that the financial interests are and investments are in order as people, particularly in the deep of the lockdown, you know, probably had a bit more of an existential crisis and making sure that all the eggs were in the basket, all the ducks were in the row. But it's still important, probably now as we slowly start reopening our economy, to go back to a financial advisor or to seek a financial advisor. This pandemic has really shown us of how we should probably get our affairs as well as our investments and things in order.
Look, the point about financial advice is especially important if you are close to retirement or in retirement. One of the things that we're very concerned about is that because of the tough economic conditions, we think many pensioners are actually too conservatively positioned in terms of their investment portfolios at the moment. And if you're in retirement, and given that you're on the other side of that low interest rate equation, as somebody with assets earning the interest, we think it's definitely very sensible to consult your financial advisor and make sure that you're appropriately positioned. If you're still many years away from retirement, I think the most important thing you want to be able to do from an investment perspective is to make sure that you continue to put away what you can to not interrupt that magic of compound growth working for you.
Pity is a question that's coming. The person essentially says that they've been retrenched. They do have a bit of a provident fund. Should they be touching that to try and get through the next few, what could be months or years, until they find steady employment again?
Look, I mean, in an ideal world, that's the last component of your balance sheet, of your assets that you would use. But quite clearly, the needs of today trumps the needs of tomorrow when you are talking about basic survival strategies. So, unfortunately, as a result of retrenchments, many people would have no choice but to access that accumulated savings that they saved for retirement while they were employed.
Peter Kukumu, he is the head of personal investments at Coronation Fund Managers, joins us regularly for Moolah Money.